This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1574, Small Potatoes and Vegetable Idioms.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today we answer a listener question. What are some common vegetable idioms that native speakers use in English? Let's get to the veggies today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Great, Michelle. How's everything?
Everything is good. Everything is good. We recently did an episode about the expression tomato, tomato.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun.
Guys, you got to listen to that one. That's 1558. What do tomatoes and details have in common? And you know, something funny happens. It's happened to me a lot recently, especially because we're also doing conversations and coffee. So we're talking a lot. Mm-hmm. I will then see something on TV that we just had spoken about on the podcast or on conversations and coffee. Does that ever happen to you?
Yeah, sometimes for sure. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
It happened to me like several times on one TV show. It was like, weird. Oh, we talked about this on the podcast. We talked about this on Conversations of Coffee. We're like, it's like, it's the weirdest thing. But after we did this episode about tomatoes, we were talking about tomatoes, how they're actually a fruit. Mm. I was watching because I thought it was going to be a cute thing to show my son, but he's too little for it. There's a new show on Netflix for kids. It's called Waffles and Mochi. And it's from Michelle Obama, actually.
Oh, cool.
And the whole episode almost was about tomatoes and about like what is a fruit and what is a vegetable. And it was right after we recorded that. Isn't that funny?
Oh, that's funny. I love that. I love Michelle Obama. She's great.
I love her too. So anyway, but one day he'll be old enough to watch it.
One day.
Exactly. So we are going to talk more about vegetables, not fruits, today. But before we get into that, Lindsay, what do we want to tell our listeners?
Guys, go over and get your fluency score. This is your chance to find out whether your fluency level is a 50%, 65%, or 80% level. Okay? So go over to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. All right. That's going to be so good. Michelle, so many students are taking that quiz and getting the resources they need. So good.
Definitely. Definitely. Oh, that is so helpful. Mm-hmm. So, Lindsay, this is a follow-up from our episode about tomatoes, right? And our listener had written a question to us. And the first part was really about tomato, tomato. But also he asked something else. Lindsay, what else did he say?
Okay, so he said, and I'm wondering, are there any vegetable idioms that natives use? And he says, thanks and have a good one, Bashayer.
Yeah. So, yeah, we had to do part two for our listener, Bashar. So when I started planning this, I realized that there aren't quite as many idioms with veggies as there are with fruits. I mean, I don't know why. What do you think? Do we not value vegetables enough?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know why that would be.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Maybe it has something to do with history. Like there were more fruits available to your average person than vegetables. Maybe vegetables were harder to grow. I'm not sure.
I don't know either. So I don't know. That was something interesting. So because I was like, vegetable idioms, there's going to be 1,000. But no,
not really.
Not that many if you think about it. But let's do a few. Okay. So the first one is what, Lindsay?
Small potatoes. And this one I like. I do like this one.
Me too.
It means that something really doesn't matter that much, you know, when you talk about it compared to other things.
Right. Exactly. So could you do an example for us?
Sure, Michelle. Here we go. Uh-huh. That test was small potatoes. This one will be much harder. Yeah. This reminds me of my sixth grade homeroom teacher. You know, and when people start middle school in the U.S., I feel like kids can be a little nervous. It was like your first year having a locker. Mm-hmm. And he wrote on the board on the first day, don't sweat the small stuff. And it's all small stuff. Mm. For some reason, I'll never forget that. I don't know why. But that kind of relates to this idea. Like, it's really not that big of a deal. It's small potatoes compared to other more important things.
Right. Exactly. I love that. I mean, I also hear no small potatoes, but I couldn't find it online. Do you ever hear no small potatoes?
Not really. No.
I don't know where no I've heard. Potatoes. Like, I've heard, like that accomplishment is no small potatoes. You should celebrate.
Oh, well, I mean, I guess it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. Did I just make that up? I couldn't really find it.
I don't know. I mean, so yeah. So we think maybe some people say this, but guys, we'd recommend sticking with small potatoes. Hey, this is small potatoes compared to this bigger task I have to do, right? Yeah.
Exactly. So the next one is two peas in a pod.
Two peas in a pod. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we've touched on this before, but this is a good one for veggies. So I wanted to definitely do it. So Lindsay, what is two peas in a pod?
The idea that two people are just very close, right? Yeah. So they're very tight. That's another way we say that you're close, you're tight. So, for example, you and your sister are two peas in a pod. I'm so happy you're close. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, because what is a pod, Lindsay?
It's, you know, the green thing that the peas come in, right? It's the
it's the house for the peas.
These days, I like to cook with snap peas. They're really good. Nice. Really good in like a stir fry, by the way. Yeah, so good. Nice. So, yeah, but this is kind of a cute little expression. You might especially say this to kids, I think.
Yeah. You guys are two peas in a pod. Yeah, it's definitely like a cute, playful expression. I think this one's pretty common.
Yeah, it's cute. It's kind of cute. So what's the next one, Michelle? This one.
Well,
I realized I forgot
the one before it. I accidentally skipped one.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll skip that one and then we'll just do the next one. What do you think?
Okay, then let's do that. Okay. All right, what is the next one?
What is your English fluency score? Get your fluency score now. Find out if you are 50%, 65%, or 80% fluency. Take our simple quiz at allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Well, this one you have to explain to me, Michelle, because I don't really know this one as much. Salad days.
Okay, so this is from the dictionary because I didn't really know this either, but I wanted to. I've heard it, but I don't really use it. But this is an interesting one. So from Merriam-Webster, time of youthful inexperience or indiscretion.
Okay, so For example, I remember my salad days when I didn't have a care in the world. I miss those days. Well, maybe this is used in another like English speaking culture. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I definitely have heard this. Like, I feel like it might be like kind of old fashioned. Okay. But I definitely have heard it before. But guys, a good one to know. You might hear it around. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, those are some of the best ones that I found. I mean, Lindsay, should we put them together?
Let's put them together, Michelle. So here in this role play, we're talking about graduate school. And I guess, are we students in graduate school?
Yes, we are now students in graduate school.
All right, here we go. So we have to register for the same classes.
Oh, definitely, Lindsay. We're two peas in a pod.
Yeah. What's that professor's name?
Professor Johnson?
Yeah, let's take his class.
Okay, done. Oh my gosh, Lindsay, if you thought first year was tough, that was small potatoes. I'm dreading this year.
Oh, me too. I miss my salad days when I could just barely study and get all A's.
Yeah, me too.
That's a really good example here of small potatoes, right? Like you thought something was big, but actually in comparison to the next thing, it's small potatoes, right? Usually we're comparing.
Right. Exactly. So guys, remember that one is usually good for comparing.
Yeah, for sure. Do you ever like have that experience where maybe you're learning something new, maybe even a language, and you know, year one or month one, everything feels so difficult, like even just the simple grammar. But then a year later, you're just using that simple grammar so automatically, and the next thing feels big and the old thing feels like small potatoes, right? that's how things look. When you look back, you're like, why did I stress so much about the past tense? It's so easy, right? I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to keep things in perspective in that way, because like the challenges change, and like what's small potatoes today is big potatoes tomorrow. I don't know.
Exactly. Or if our listeners are running a business, you know, little things like accounting things might seem really big and insurmountable. That's a bonus word for today, Michelle. Mm-hmm. Insurmountable. The first year. And then by year three, it's easy. It's small potatoes. So that's a good one. Yeah,
exactly. So let's go through this. Well, we wanted to register for the same classes. Lindsay, did you ever try and register for the same classes as a friend?
Not really. No, to be honest. Did you?
Maybe like, I don't know. I guess it was hard because my best friends were not going to take the same classes. Like,
no,
you know, it's, I don't know. My best friends were not the ones that were in the same major. What about you? Okay.
What?
Were your closest friends in college? Did they have the same major as you, or were they more people you lived with?
No, my closest friends in college had like two of them were business majors. And one of them was a historic preservation major, which was famous at my school. Oh. But I was a psych major, so lots of useful skills.
Yeah.
which actually is quite useful, psychology. It's everywhere. Yeah. It's in marketing. We use it on this show, right? I mean, it's useful for sure. So,
yeah, I wish I had taken classes in psychology, actually.
It was cool. Yeah, really interesting. Yeah. So anyways.
So we're friends talking about registering. And I said, we're two peas in a pod, right? Mm-hmm. We're very close.
Yeah. And then you said, okay, done. If you thought first year was tough, that was small potatoes. I'm dreading this year.
Yes, exactly. And then you said, I miss my salad days when I could just barely study and get all A's. So again, the dictionary says time of youthful inexperience or indiscretion. So seems like it fits there.
Yeah, I'm thinking of an equivalent phrase that I use more, not necessarily. Actually, this is food related, to sow your wild oats. Mm. To sow your wild oats. I love that one. I love that one.
I mean, what does that mean?
So it just means like a time in your life where you're doing all the wild things that you are going to do, right? Maybe you're traveling. Maybe you're doing risky things like hitchhiking or something. I don't know, because you're not as smart, because you're young. So just being a little wild in your early days is an expression that I feel like could be similar to this that we do actually use. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that one, definitely. So that's an OD one for today. Yeah. Lindsay, what's your favorite vegetable?
Oh my gosh, my favorite vegetable, Michelle. Wow, I actually love so many vegetables nowadays. Can I say like a green? Like a kind of a green. I like arugula.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really? That's like your favorite vegetable? Yes, that's what you're going to say out of all the vegetables.
Yeah. Or, okay, do I have to change my answer? I'm feeling nervous.
No, I mean, that's fine. But it's just like, I didn't expect.
What did you think I was going to say?
I don't know. Like, I feel like maybe somebody might say broccoli, carrot, celery, you know, arugula.
Okay, I'll add to that. It's a match between sweet potatoes and arugula.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, what about you, Michelle? I want you to tell us the truth.
I guess I would say broccoli.
Broccoli?
See, now you see you're making fun of me because I made fun of you.
Who has their favorite vegetable as broccoli? That's insane.
I do. I like broccoli. I like celery. I don't really like carrots. I'm finding, okay, I feel like we've talked about this before, but how they're like ricing all these vegetables.
Yeah.
Like, now,
yeah.
Cauliflower rice. Do you ever have that?
I have tried that. It tastes like nothing.
So that's actually not a bad thing. So I didn't like it. And then I was like, you know what? I had just been eating so much rice. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try it again. And the tasting like nothing is not bad because you kind of mix it into whatever you're cooking.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So okay. Now I don't hate it anymore, but I hated it at first. And I think it was because I tried to make it once. Mm-hmm. And now I don't do that. I just buy it like frozen and I microwave it. Not bad.
Yeah, that works out. You got to find your groove, right? When it comes to vegetables and what you like and what
you
don't.
Got to find your cauliflower groove, you know.
Yeah, I mean, these days I've been doing these amazing salads, like arugula, like I said, and kale and Brussels sprouts and feta cheese and so much good stuff. It's just like packed with vitamins. So I'm loving that.
Brussels sprouts, like roasted Brussels sprouts.
Actually, they're raw the way I have them.
Yeah, I know. I could tell by in a salad, I guess. I don't know if I let... They're okay raw, but oh my gosh, the roasted. When you make them unhealthy, that's when they're good.
Kind of, yeah. You go to a restaurant and they're always served with some kind of aioli, as we say.
Aioli, and I just was at a restaurant like with bacon and a jam. And
oh yeah, they can make them really unhealthy.
I just like it with like, you know, like olive oil and salt and pepper. But like they have to be so roasted, like that's so true. Soft.
Yeah, they're so good. So good. So, all right. Well, it's almost dinner time for me, Michelle. I think I better get off the podcast now and go have some dinner.
Go have some arugula, Lindsay.
All right. All right. You know I will. You know I will. So, Michelle, what's the takeaway for our listeners today?
Okay, guys, this was a great follow-up on the tomato episode. We talked about vegetable idioms today, and we talked about our opinions on vegetables. Listen to that episode if you haven't yet. Try these out today. And I believe there's a fruit one as well. So type fruit into the search bar find that. And yeah.
All right, Michelle, sounds good. It's always fun talking about vegetables with you.
And get your fluency score at allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
All right. Talk to you soon. Have a good one.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.